two-part question. Is there a bit of a frustration that they didn't reach that pitch in other games? You know, and is that something you have to work on to make sure that they get to the pitch again next Sunday against Benetton?
I suppose there's always a frustration. That's probably part of coaching, that, you know, as we were talking about immediately post-game, that you very rarely, if ever, see the perfect performance. There's always something that you think could have been better or could have been done differently. So that aside, probably not the frustration of it. I think more so pleased that the last few weeks since Lions, we've talked a lot about the physicality and the energy that, in my mind, is a trademark of any Connacht team, should be a trademark of any Connacht team and every Connacht player, and has been historically so crucial to any games, not just that we've won, but games where we've been really competitive in. And we've seen a consistency of us delivering that physicality and energy against some really good physical teams away from home, and that will need to obviously continue this week. So I'm pleased that there's now a growing consistency with that. And I think where the success came from the weekend was that we were able to layer on some really good rugby, attacking-wise and defensively, and along with the set piece and the breakdown, all the aspects of our game. So I think the inconsistencies either come because you don't have those behaviours right at the front end, or because, you know, you can have all the effort and all the will in the world, but if you're turning the ball over or not executing key roles around bits of your game, then it relieves the pressure regardless. So I think to see that come together was really satisfying. And part of our review isn't just looking at what went well and what we can do better, but it's helping the players understand how they generated that greater consistency across 80 minutes and how then we keep generating it over the weeks to come.
Now, you have chartering for this one, which makes a bit of a difference to the way you set up, but there's a lot of rugby to come. You've got Zebre next week and then you've got the Dragons. So why was that decision made in terms of, because it's a big expense, but does it just fit better into the pattern?
Yeah, we are chartering, and it's unusual for us. There's other teams that would do it frequently, and as you said, the expense is really significant in that. And we looked at a few different options for getting not just intra Treviso, but out of it the other side, because, you know, our game against Zebre in the URC on the other side of it is incredibly important in terms of, you know, the success of our season. So I guess it's a two-pronged thought process. It's how do we set ourselves up best to beat Benetton within our budget and within our expectations, but also how do we make sure that we don't then get everything right this weekend and suffer on the other side, either because of the physical and mental toll of the travel back or just simply the timing of the travel back. So we looked at a few different models for that, and incredibly grateful to you know, Willie Rouen and the board for, you know, signing off on that charter. And, you know, we'll be able to sell some tickets to supporters. I think they're flying out the door in terms of that opportunity as well. So it's massive for us. It means we can travel out Saturday morning. We can do captain's run over there. There's not huge waiting around at airports or trying to get flight connections. Last time we were in Benetton, we flew into Milan. It's 2.5 hours on the bus from Milan. So you're taking out all of that, flying directly in. But importantly, the other side of it, we can fly back out on Sunday evening after the game. And we can be back here and recover Monday and then go after the Zebre week with maximum energy and maximum concentration. So, you know, it's huge for us. And as I said, it shows the confidence I think that the club's got in the team at the moment, which I'm really grateful for. It shows an enormous amount of backing. It shows the importance of this game in terms of the club, but it also shows how much we're respecting the growth on the other side.
Toto the Rumble that you're using Newport.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Play this team with 2 weeks. You just have to say, forget that it's been a game, the same, probably the same food, although probably lovely food, but it's, you've just got to focus on this game. And it's not about, is revenge too coarse a selling point to stand up and say we owe these guys one?
Yeah, I don't think we'd use the revenge word this week, and I genuinely don't think that's what's in people's minds. I think it's a really neat quirk of the draw, I suppose, for us in terms of how close we came to winning the URC game over there and failed to do it. And I think, you know, as much as you want to win every week, of course, I think to come off a narrow loss and a late loss, all the incentive in the world is there, and the context of a quarter final and the competition and progressing in that. So, yeah, there's enough to get really excited about. I love these games personally. It feels like a double header, and I find that really interesting, because as coaches, when you sit down to prepare for it, you're reflecting back on how the previous game went. Did the things that we thought were going to happen? What were we surprised by? But you're also trying to get in the minds of the opposition coaches and imagine if they're sitting in their meeting over in Treviso talking about the last game against Connacht, what might they have seen in us in terms of either opportunities or threats? So, you know, that's a really cool process to work through. Alongside that, though, high-pressure knockout rugby, you've got to give a really good version of your own game and your own character, particularly when you're going away from home. So you also don't want to get too hung up on the whats and the ifs, and you want to make sure that you're focused sufficiently on yourself that we put a really good version of Connacht out there. And I think if we do that, then we'll tick all the boxes.
What do you need to do to beat them? You got very close 2 weeks ago. Is it a different type of game maybe to what we saw in France? Maybe not quite as end-to-end. They play a fairly conservative game at times.
Benetton do. I think in the sense that they've got a really effective kicking game, not just a kicking game. You know, sometimes that's the easy part of it. It's the disciplined, energetic chase. It's the physicality on the back end of it. It's the next three phases of defence. So I think that whole aspect of their game to pin you in your half and to generate, I suppose, turnover ball on the back end of that. You know, it's a huge threat. And you know, we, as I said in the review after that first Benetton game, we've got to make sure that we deal with that and also return fire and exit on our terms, you know, not just scrambling to dive on loose balls and digging ourselves out of trouble. So that will be enormous. But we've also got to be brave with the ball. We've got to make sure we get enough carries, enough possession in the right parts of the field. We've got to ask questions of their defence. And, you know, we can't go there and just hope that we survive the kick battle and pick off a few penalties. We need to score tries. And I think, you know, there's an element of Benetton that is similar to some of those French teams in the sense that when they get on the front foot with the ball, they'll be offloading, they'll be playing, and they have some really dangerous and very big individuals. But at the same time, if you dig in physically and you're disciplined defensively, then you get a chance to receive the ball and possibly have a counter-attack. So, yeah, it's an interesting mix in terms of the way they play. They're really well coached, Benetton, and I've got a lot of respect for how they go about their game. But as I said, we've got to be brave with the ball as well and make sure we fire enough shots.